This morning, we have a guest joining us from the Atlantic Schools. Joanne Runyon is in with us this morning. Joanne is the school-to-work coordinator for the Atlantic Community Schools. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine.
It is a time of the year now when we start to look forward. I'm sure you, when you were teaching every day in the classroom, as you turn the calendar and you get toward closer and closer to spring, you know, you start to look toward endings. Seniors move on, kids start to think about next year and getting ready and preparing to move on to the next grade and things. When we talk about endings, there's also all that preparation that goes along with that. And through the School to Work program, there are a lot of different ways that we've tried to kind of continue to move forward over the years. This year, I see you've got a kind of a trades day, a local employment opportunity day for businesses and students alike to take advantage of coming up in April. This is new.
Right. This is the first time that we've really tried this. We're going to hold it on the morning of April the 2nd, from probably 8:15 to 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And we're hoping that we can showcase local businesses in the area so that the kids might be a little bit more aware of what Atlantic really has to offer in the areas of business and employment.
Sure. We've seen different types of job fairs around the region. Sometimes they focus on, if there's, say, for example, a large plant that disappears from a community and the local community wants to do something to help recruit. There are veterans opportunities out there as well. But doing something like this for students in the area, that's kind of different.
Right. There's some job fairs around in the area. A lot of them are hosted by places like colleges like Creston and Red Oak, and Iowa Works is a program that does a lot with jobs and helping people find employment. But we're going to try it as a high school.
Now, this might be full-time employment. It might be part-time employment. It might be just about anything that's out there, right?
And right now, it might be a business that really doesn't have any immediate opportunities for students. But we don't want that to be a deterrent. We want them to come too. But yeah, there are all kinds of things out there, from summer jobs to part-time jobs to on-the-job training, apprenticeship programs. So we want to make students aware of all of these that might exist.
Sure. Well, there are opportunities out there, and businesses may just not necessarily have the opportunity or know how to get the people they need, and the people that they're looking for may not know where these jobs are.
Right. And right now, maybe there are some businesses that really do want to participate, but they feel that they can't because they don't really have an immediate opening for a high school student. But that really shouldn't be a deterrent. We want them to come, too, because whenever, you know, they have lots of opportunities to employ kids part-time that develop, you know, not necessarily in March or April, but we have a lot of businesses in Atlantic that do focus on kids and employ kids, and provide opportunities for them.
Sure. Well, and some of these kids will not be kids for much longer
either. You're right.
And there are people in the trades industries. They're always looking for the next crop of folks that they can work and train through apprenticeships and things. You know, college is an option, a great option for some. It's not for everybody.
Right. We have a number of apprenticeship programs on various levels that operate here in Atlantic that businesses are trying to get started. But, yeah, we want them to know that there's a world out there that doesn't necessarily need a four-year college education. And we don't want to deter the students from going on to college. There are those students that are definitely college-bound that aren't looking for something like this. But it's always kind of nice to know what exists in your community.
You bet.
We have businesses in the community that I'm sure the students aren't even aware of, nor are they aware of what they offer, what they do.
It's just a sign out front of the building. They're not sure what goes on inside.
And sometimes they may not even know where the building is.
Well, let's solve that.
Okay, that's a good idea.
This trades and local employer recruiting opportunity, again, coming up April 2nd. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But for businesses who would like to maybe learn more about that and get involved, what would be expected of them? What would you like to see them do that day?
Come. Whatever they feel comfortable, you know, there are some businesses out there that are used to recruiting, and doesn't mean that you have to be a professional. It just means that you have an opportunity to meet our high school students, and they have an opportunity to meet you. We would set up a booth table, and they can feature anything that they want to, whether it be handouts, maybe they have business cards, maybe they have like a poster display that they want to bring. If they had a visual presentation like slides that they'd like to run, we could handle that. It's whatever they feel comfortable in doing. Mm-hmm. And maybe they feel comfortable in bringing more than one person to talk to our kids because they have different areas in one business. So students might be interested in a number of things that they do.
Well, there are certainly businesses out there large enough they have a specific HR department that might handle all those kinds of things. But then there are also a lot of small businesses that don't have that. I've been fortunate. I haven't had to hire a full-time person over 10 years. Lucky me. But we are always looking for good part-time help.
And you do work with high school kids.
Absolutely. So there's the opportunity. The door opens up there, and it gives us a chance to kind of meet up with our goals.
And sometimes it's just one or two people that you might employ, and generally speaking, it's on a part-time basis just because that's when kids are available.
Sure.
Or summer work, an internship, or, you know, lots of possibilities.
Yeah, we talk so much about students being so busy these days and things too. Well, sure, they have a lot of activities and things going on, but they don't necessarily always, they're not always aware of some of the job opportunities that might be more flexible and can fit into their schedules.
And I think students find time for the opportunities that they want to take advantage of.
You bet. Well, what better way to reel them in than to get a chance to explain everything that you have to offer?
And I can't give you a number, but we do have a lot of high school kids that are employed in the Atlantic area.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. No doubt. Well, we've had a lot of success over the years with students. We give them the opportunity, and for us, it's a little self-serving. We want to get them interested in our industry, teach them a little more about it. Maybe they would have an interest in doing this down the road or something similar to this. In our business, we all communicate, and
you
think that we all know how to do it well, but that's not always the case, and there's always a way to practice and refine those skills.
Right. At this time, a lot of our high school students do not have any definite career pathway. You know, they're still searching and looking, and they're open to various possibilities.
You bet. So this is really an opportunity for anyone who thinks that they might have an interest in being able to spread the message a little bit and perhaps giving a student an opportunity, whether it's paid or unpaid. I assume you could advertise like internships and things like that.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. We have a number of students that do volunteer work in the community as well. But this is just kind of an opportunity for businesses to get some recognition in the community for what they do.
Absolutely.
There are job fairs out there that bring in exhibitors from colleges and whatever. We don't want to do that. We want to keep ours as local as we possibly can. We have a steering committee of five people, and then we have the school to work committee that's composed of business people as well. And we sort of said if there's an area of student interest that we don't have anybody local that could fill that, then we would look at finding somebody else. But right now, it's just an Atlantic Community Job Trades Fair.
Sure. So if a local business would like to take advantage of the opportunity that you're providing, how would they do that?
Well, there's information out there. The Atlantic Chamber and CADCO have been very good about making that information available in their newsletters and their websites. But it all comes down to the fact that if in the end those people or businesses would contact me, I would get their business on my list. And when we have more information available, I would be in touch with them.
What's the cost for businesses to participate?
Well, financially, there is no cost, just your time, basically, and whatever you want to bring, the display or talk about or show. But no, there's no fee to do this.
The only cost would be missing out on an opportunity.
That could be.
It's a big
It might be missing out on work for a morning, too. That might be a cost.
Yeah, but you're doing something productive as well.
True.
To help yourself and to help others.
True.
So nothing wrong with that.
True.
Very good. That's, again, coming up on April 2nd, so you've got a little time to plan. Is there a deadline when you'd like them to get a hold of you?
We kind of like to get a list formalized by March the 15th. That date is not carved in stone. You know, if somebody decides at the last minute that they want to participate and come, that would be great. But we're kind of aiming for March the 15th.
Very good. Well, this is an opportunity for the schools to reach out to you to help and assist you in maybe filling a hole somewhere, that both in your situation and in the student's situation as well.
Because it's
not just work, it's an education for them as well.
Right.
Very good. Well, Joanne, thanks for coming out. I appreciate your sharing and you and the committee putting this project, this opportunity together.
Well, I appreciate your time.